Riviera Radio. Business.
Heidi, 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 hi. Friday's the monsters, best day of the week.
Oh, it's going to be a blazing weekend here in the UK. 27, 28 degrees. I think it's been the driest May in 124 years, I was reading over the thing. So the depression, of course, of the coronavirus lockdown continues to weigh on sentiment, but offset a little bit by the brighter weather.
So it's also been the driest May because all the pubs are shut.
That is very true, but most importantly, the schools are opening next week, which is good news for me, not such good news for little Henry.
Well, most importantly for us, the bars and restaurants are opening next week in France.
From Tuesday, I think, isn't it? After the bank holiday, so they wanted you to get through the long weekend without going crazy.
Okay, thank you. Markets down yesterday. We were mentioning this yesterday. I mean, this Hong Kong legislation rattling around in the background, and it seems to have nipped investors in the bum.
Yeah, interesting phrase there. US stocks certainly erased gains and closed slightly lower yesterday. This after President Trump announced he will hold a press conference today to discuss his future relationship with China. Of course, raising fears of a ratcheting up of tensions between the world's two largest economies. Donald Trump has blamed China, number one, of course, for the spreading of the coronavirus, and number two, as you say, been very critical of the new security law in Hong Kong. The S&P 500 lost an advance of more than 1% on the president's announcement. Stocks fell for the first time in four sessions, fell short of the longest rally of the pandemic era. Twitter was one of the big losers yesterday, down 5%. So after the president signed an executive order that loosens legal protections for social media platforms, gives regulators the power to pursue legal action against sites for the way they police their platforms. That, of course, follows on from a fact checking row that we saw between the president and Twitter break out over the course of the past couple of days. On a positive note, actually, US data came in better than expected. There was a marginal improvement in the jobless claims for the first time since the outbreak. Durable goods orders, personal consumption beat forecast. S&P was down, was only down 0.2%. NASDAQ was off 0.5%. Focus in Europe today will be on inflation data. Expected to fall to just 0.1% in May, down from 0.4% in April. Major concern, of course, for policymakers is reflating the economy, doing everything they can using aggressive monetary and fiscal stimulus. In terms of the opening calls on the European bourses, given the weakness we saw on Wall Street and Asia overnight, no surprise they are looking in the red. We're currently calling the FTSE down 52 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 136 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 47 points.
Well, much as we deplore China dragging the red curtain over Hong Kong, I mean, Donald Trump, according to a lot of commentators, is just looking around for people to blame for his performance over the coronavirus, and he's singled out China. But it's the last thing the world needs at the moment, an escalation of tensions between the US and China.
Yeah, we don't anticipate another trade war, but the US presidential campaign is entering its last leg, we believe. I think tension between the two countries are unlikely to improve in the short term. And that, in turn, I think will create a headwind that's likely to curb investors' enthusiasm and could cap valuations. So significant move potentially being heard from President Trump. It's unclear what the president may announce today, but it's rumored that Hong Kong could now be subject to the same tariffs and terms as those in place with China, instead of the current preferential policies applied to the territories. Inactions are limited to this and involve broader sanctions against individuals or entities. Then the market could, I think, react quite negative to that. So we wait to see what he has to say.
Do you think that many people have grasped the full enormity of this situation? Yes, I mean, while a lot of employees have been furloughed or put on partial unemployment, when that period comes to the end, there's going to be a loss of unemployment. I mean, Renault announcing they're looking at making 15,000 job cuts. And I don't know if you listen to that that business program on the World Service, which is in the early hours of the morning, probably too early for you. It's very good, actually. Jamie Robertson does it. And they had a lot of comments on this morning, and none of them was saying anything positive, saying it's going to be at least a decade before we climb out of this mess.
Major shock, a major shock. So far, the emergency measures have been sort of masking the reality of the true hit to the economy. Many companies were, when the furlough schemes end, the job retention schemes end, will not be asking those employees to come back to work. And then you'll start to see the real effects starting to shine through in terms of higher levels of unemployment for a prolonged period of time. In the Eurozone, for example, we expect unemployment to be above above the 10% level throughout the course of next year. And I think that's going to have some significant consequences, of course, for consumption, which in many cases is a key driver for many of the developed economies. The reality is uncertainty around the labour market, concerns around the shopping experience, temperature control, social distance, all those things. A range of factors would suggest that consumption is going to remain pretty weak as you look through the course of next year, and that will continue to affect growth prospects.
But there is a way through it, as we said yesterday, with a new Green Deal. I mean, just massive training for people to sort of to put in place new technology and get companies involved in putting it in as well.
Yeah, we've talked about the negatives of the coronavirus, and clearly they're significant from a medical, from a social, and from an economic perspective, but they can also create an opportunity from a policy perspective. And we are seeing signs, actually, that governments around the world are trying to pick up the initiative for this. We've seen a significant loosening of the purse strings, and that create the incentives that are required to make a real step change in terms of the fight against some of these global changes that have been taking place.
Well, one sector that's going to be looking at a lot of unemployment is at the airline industry, and EasyJet's announcing 30% job cuts.
Yeah, we heard from them yesterday as the low-cost carrier adapts to the dramatic reduction in demand as the result of the coronavirus lockdown. They plan to axe around 4,500 jobs, shrink its fleet, talking about having 302 planes next year. That's 51 fewer aircraft than planned for 2021. So they changed their model to fit the post-COVID-19 world. They expect to be flying around 30% of the capacity during the course of this year. EasyJet is considering deeper cuts than rivals. Ryanair said they'd lay off 15% of staff. Smaller rival Wizz said they would reduce its workforce by 19%. EasyJet, of course, is also grappling with attempts by its founder and biggest shareholder, Sostelios, good morning, Sostelios, to oust senior bosses at EasyJet, and the fallout from a cyber attack as well. They did say they're working with airports and other suppliers to reduce costs and improve deals. Also looking to embark upon a sale and lease back arrangement for its planes that could raise between £500 and £650 million.
Okay, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 123.5. Euro dollar coming in at 1.11. Also going to get €1.11 for your British pound this morning.
So you're on a 4-day week next week, are you?
Well, so are you, of course.
No, I'm not.
Of course. Are you not taking a bank holiday?
Never take bank holidays.
Oh, you are a trooper, aren't you?
Information has to be provided, you know.
Key worker. Remain in place, doing your duty.
Yeah, well, I try. Okay, have a lovely weekend.
Thank you, sir. See you next week.
Burn yourself on the barbecue again.
Have a good one.
Hang pots and Barclays.